There were a few things I wanted to say about the Black-Scholes formula. There's really only three variables over here, not six. It looks like there's six. There's really only three in a sense. One is SD to the minus T. It appears here and here. Another is KR to the minus T. Other is sigma square root of T. Appears in three places. If you know those three things, then you can get the value of an option. I've even seen tables constructed. And you just look up those three numbers and you could get the value of an option out of a table. Everything we said about options, when we talked about them more generally in Chapter 3, apply here. So, for example, the timed expiration affects the value of an option in three ways. There's a riskless return effect, a payout return effect, and a volatility effect. Here you see it. The T is coming into this formula in these three places. So you can see that if you increase T here, it reduces the present value of the striking price, making the option otherwise more valuable. If you increase T here, it reduces the present value of the capital gains, making the options less valuable. If you increase T here, it's like increasing the volatility, making the option more valuable. And you also see it's similar to the binomial formula that we had before. Binomial formula just had different probability distributions multiplying these two things. D to the T n of x is the same as the delta of the option. Why do I know that? If I differentiate C with respect to S and just use a little bit of calculus, you'll get D to the T n of x. So that being the delta then, this formula looks like underlying asset price times delta. So that's the total dollar amount you invest in the underlying asset. And if this is the option price over here and we're replicating the option, this has to be the current amount of lending. And since it's minus, this really means that we're borrowing this amount right here. So the formula also takes this form, which is a remark again that I made about the binomial formula as well.